Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 90 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
We talk a lot about what we want at the trailhead or where we would want bathrooms, for example.
The Triplet Valley Trail Project is gaining more community support in Moorhead. Kentucky's community and technical college system has been ranked as one of the best in the nation. A local Relay for Life team will hold a fundraiser tomorrow. Kentucky State Police are holding an open house. A Rowan County man on probation for rape has been charged for child pornography. In sports, Rowan County's volleyball team and boys soccer team are in action tonight. Bud Luke has the stock report. A 30% chance of showers tonight, a low around 71. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Those working to promote the Triplet Valley Trail Project say they're continuing to gain community support. The project aims to build a trail connecting Moorhead State University to the commercial area near movie cinemas in Moorhead. Organizers held a second monthly meeting this week, and Jess Lawrence has been facilitating those meetings. She gave an update during this month's Moorhead New Cities meeting.
We're waiting to hear about a grant. And we really see this project as a cradle-to-grave physical activity opportunity, right? So people can push strollers and people that are 85 can walk. We have a lot of great trails here, but they're not for everybody. So we see it as a really long, thin kind of park where people can participate in recreation.
The grant Lawrence mentioned is a $250,000 recreational trails program grant. An update on that will be made in October. The personal finance website WalletHub released its report on 2019's best and worst community college systems this week. The Kentucky Community and Technical College system was ranked 9th in the country. Maysville campus spokesman Brady Schultz says the accolades come as no surprise since his college is nearly 3 times less expensive than a year at public 4-year colleges.
We are one of 16 colleges that cover the state of Kentucky. We all have regional boards that help us to figure out the jobs that are needed locally, which I think is kind of unique. And it's certainly a great group to be a part of. We cover, you know, Paducah to Pikeville and everywhere in between.
To determine where students can receive the best education at the cheapest rates, WalletHub compared 710 community colleges across 19 key indicators of cost and quality. A local Relay for Life team is holding a fundraiser Thursday evening. The Sue Bells, a longtime team in Moorhead, is holding a spaghetti dinner in the First Baptist Church Fellowship Hall on Main Street in downtown Moorhead. Ash Gillum says the team was created in memory of her mother.
Susan Razor Gillum, who passed away from cancer and waited a few years and decided to do a team. And then we had it for a couple years, and of course, things happen, and we brought it back this year, so we're back in the relay business. And the spaghetti supper is basically you get a free meal with donation. There's no minimum of donation. We will take anything, and all the proceeds go to Relay for Life.
The dinner begins Thursday at 5 p.m. and includes spaghetti with the option of homemade marinara meat sauce or Alfredo sauce, salad, garlic bread, and Texas sheet cake. Last Saturday, more than 40 riders took part in the state equestrian competition at Lakeside Arena. As part of the Kentucky Special Olympics, riders of all ages with intellectual and physical disabilities competed in Frankfort. The event showcased the participants' talent in dressage and working trail classes. Participant Thomas Comp tells WKYT riding a horse shouldn't be scary.
If you ever fall off a horse, you shouldn't really quit there because, I mean, like, that happens sometimes. You just have to keep on going, and eventually you'll get to a point where you won't really fall off.
To qualify for the event, riders had to compete in at least 10 weeks of training prior to the event. Kentucky State Police will be hosting an open house on Thursday for new recruits. WMKY's Michael Green has the story.
Officials say that the open house will be taking place at the Frankfort, Kentucky State Police Training Academy for those interested in a law enforcement career. The training includes hands-on experiences with firearm training simulation, canine, aircraft, bomb tech, and special response team demonstrations. The program lasts 25 weeks and requires more than 1,000 hours of classroom and field study. Applications are being accepted for the agency's next Academy Cadet class, which is set to begin in May of 2020. Application materials must be submitted by September 13th. For WMKY, I'm Michael Green.
The first day of classes for a new high school in Scott County was today. Great Crossing High School welcomed more than 1,400 students to the facility. Superintendent for Scott County Schools, Dr. Kevin Hubb, says everything but the auditorium and welding classroom are complete.
Well, I think there's been folks in this community for 20 years that have been talking about the possibility of opening a second high school. We have been faced with 247 rain days for this project, and we are opening schools just like we promised the community we would.
All high school students in Scott County were given the opportunity to enroll in the school of their choice. Hub said nearly 50% of the students chose to enroll at Great Crossing, leaving Scott County with the space it needed. Politicians and producers have been eager to advertise the possibilities for hemp in Kentucky, but alongside hemp's profit potential comes increased risk. When growers opt for corn or soybeans, they have decades of data, research, and tradition to draw upon. That's not so with hemp, a crop and industry that's revival is still in its infancy. That's according to the University of Kentucky Farm Management Specialist Jonathan Shepherd. Shepherd says with lots of unknowns when it comes to research and regulations, farmers should be aware that the CBD race could create a bubble in the market.
So as an economist and being pessimistic by nature, that is a real concern for me. I think it's very possible that we could oversupply the CBD market in a very short period of time. And so it is, I can tell the story where we reduced the price of CBD 50% within 1 year. And I don't think that that's outside of the realm of possibility.
Shepherd was at UK's Spindletop Research Farm addressing congressional staff who are looking to advise their bosses on Capitol Hill about how best to write new laws surrounding hemp and get a feel for how growers are farming. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
Governor Matt Bevin questioned the timing of teacher protests during the 2019 legislative session during a radio interview on Tuesday. As WUKY's Josh James reports, the Republicans suggested teachers were taking advantage of paid time off work.
Bevin made the comments during an appearance on the Brian Thomas Morning Show on 55 KRC in Cincinnati. The governor referenced this year's special session, saying, quote, "The same bill came forward again this summer when nobody was in school and nobody showed up," adding, quote, "When it's vacation time, people are a little less worked up, it seems," end quote. The bill under consideration during the special session, however, dealt with pensions for employees of regional universities and quasi-governmental agencies. Senate Democratic leader Morgan McGarvey responded on Twitter, saying the governor is wrong that teachers were not trying to get off work because they made up days they missed, and that the protests weren't about the bill from the special session. Bevin is currently running for re-election against Democrat Andy Beshear. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
President Donald Trump is scheduled to appear today at a private fundraiser for Governor Matt Bevin in Louisville. According to LEX18, the fundraiser is for Bevin's re-election campaign, which has drawn an official complaint from the Kentucky Democratic Party. The KDP filed a complaint accusing Bevin of violating campaign finance laws. At issue is the invitation. The group says that it asks guests to donate to Bevin's 2015 campaign, the election he won 4 years ago. The KDP says that will allow Bevin to pocket all of that cash to cover personal loans he made to his campaign in 2015. In addition to the donation, according to a copy of the invitation supplied by the KDP, the lowest priced ticket for the event is $2,000 per person. Louisville's mayor won't be meeting with President Trump while he's in town today. Greg Fisher, a Democrat, had requested a meeting to talk about gun safety, but the White House said there was not enough time in the president's schedule. Fisher tells MSNBC he hopes to meet with Trump in September when the nation's mayors meet in Washington.
Can we tone the rhetoric down and focus on saving lives? It's not just the mass shootings, that's what gets the headlines all the time, but it's also the daily drumbeat of death that takes place of suicide by gun. Gun deaths in the cities of America.
Fisher wants lawmakers to pass gun safety legislation pending in the Senate. A Lexington Democrat in the Kentucky Senate is keeping up his fight to raise the state's wages. Senator Reggie Thompson wants to raise Kentucky's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2027. While the lawmaker argues workers' wages have not kept pace with economic growth, the bill's prospects remain dim in the Senate.
I think the time is past due. I've pushed to have this bill heard in committee before. I'm not going to stop. No, just because you have a first strike and a second strike doesn't mean you stop swinging.
Republicans have argued that boosting the minimum wage would drive up costs for employers, disincentivizing young workers to excel, and pressure business owners to grant wage increases for non-minimum wage employees as well. Thomas's bill is accompanied by a partner bill in the Kentucky House. Kentucky's minimum wage has stayed put at $7.25 since 2008. With students returning to campus this week, the Better Business Bureau says they need to be wary of potential scams that specifically target them. According to the BBB 2018 Scam Tracker report, over 40% of students reported a loss when exposed to a scam, compared to less than 30% of non-students. Heather Clary is the Director of Communications for the BBB in Lexington. She says a lot of scams are pretending to be scholarship and grant awards.
Student loan forgiveness scams, those are always really big. There's a lot of phone scams going around offering to consolidate, forgive your student loan debt. These are pretty much all scams, especially if they are reaching out to you. So we do want to remind students to always check out any company making an offer like that with the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org or call us and tell us what's going on.
Clary says to also be cautious when searching for housing and employment. She recommends students check with their credit history. Even though there may not be much activity on it, she says it's a good indicator of identity theft. A Moorhead man has been indicted for possessing child pornography. WMKY's Nacogdoches Miller has the story.
26-year-old Brian Wallace was indicted on 20 counts of possession of a matter portraying a sexual performance by a minor. The indictment was handed down by a Round County grand jury on August 16th after an investigation by the Sheriff's Department. Wallace is also charged with being a persistent felony offender. According to the indictment, Wallace pleaded guilty to third-degree rape in July of 2018 and has been sentenced to 1 year in jail, which was probated to 5 years probation. Wallace was arrested in December of 2018 for violating his probation. He is being housed in the Round County Detention Center. A status hearing is set for September 6th. For WMKY News, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
Kentucky State Police have confirmed to Wave 3 News that a shell casing was found following a chaotic scuffle between an officer and a group of rowdy teenagers at the Kentucky State Fair. Video captured shows the chaos that led many to believe there had been shooting. They believe that the shot may have been fired to incite panic. KSP could only confirm there were witness reports of a single gunshot being fired in the air by a teen, but there was no mention of any evidence until yesterday. They said other teens in the area were setting off fireworks to incite panic. Officials arrested two adults and cited seven juveniles, and of those juveniles, KSP said none of their parents was actually at the fair. A new policy that prohibits juveniles without an adult from entering the fairgrounds after 6 p.m. will go into effect this evening. As the Commonwealth continues to deal with an opioid epidemic, officials with the Drug Enforcement Administration are also warning of a national comeback of methamphetamine. Congress passed the Combat Methamphetamine Epidemic Act in 2005. It regulates the sale of over-the-counter drugs, which are used in the production of meth. Kevin Hartman is a former DEA agent. He tells WKYT the legislation worked well and actually almost wiped out production of meth in the United States.
That's the good news. The bad news is that these producers of meth ramped up operation in Mexico, and now they have these super labs that provide the majority of methamphetamine to the United States. We're talking super labs that can produce multi-hundred kilogram quantities of methamphetamine.
Hartman's warning keeps in line with recent activity in Kentucky. 60 people were arrested earlier this week in the Commonwealth during three state DEA operation. 800 pounds of meth were seized during that ordeal. Taking a look at your region's weather forecast for tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 71. On Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 85. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, a low around 67. On Friday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after 5 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy, a high near 79. For Friday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 63. Taking a look at your region's current temperatures, it's 88 degrees in Flemingsburg, 89 degrees in Maysville. It's 90 degrees in Ashland, Grayson, and here in Moorhead on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. In Inez, it's 92 degrees, also 92 degrees in Lexington. It's a hot one out there, so make sure you stay hydrated. On our feature segment today, Rowan County Senior High School's volleyball team is gearing up for the upcoming season. WMKY's Ty Martin has the story.
The Valkyries went 27-13 last season, making the state tournament once again, but ultimately being eliminated in the first round. Having lost key players, Coach Steve Walters says their approach for the season hasn't changed.
It shouldn't be too much of a stretch to find fill-ins, so our approach is basically the same.
The Valkyries plan to build around their seniors this year.
We've got seven seniors that all are going to play a very critical part.
Walters also has some promising upcoming players.
We had a couple of younger players, freshmen and sophomores, who also kind of cracked the starting lineup and are becoming more comfortable. So we're working them in and trying to kind of tool the offense up a little bit, adding some things in.
Walter says his team is very mature and even the younger players have experience.
It's kind of weird. We call ourselves kind of a young, old team. 2 years ago, we had like six people graduate, and then last year we had like five people graduate. But we've had a big group of sophomores that have been filling in as they go up, seven of them.
The Valkyries will begin their season August 21st at home, facing off against Lewis County. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tom Martin.
It's 448 and 90 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, and I'm coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this very warm Wednesday afternoon. Ty Martin has a look at regional sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's Pizza in the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include the meats, the works, Tuscan 6 cheese, and many more. Side items include garlic parmesan breadsticks, cheese sticks, chicken wings, and poppers. Desserts include chocolate chip cookie and double chocolate chip brownie. For pickup and delivery in Moorhead and Brown County, Papa John's can be reached at 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
Viking volleyball and boys soccer are in action tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tom Martin. The Round County volleyball team opens regular season play at home tonight. The Vikings are set to welcome Lewis County. The Lady Lions lost their home opener to Fleming last night 3-1. Round County head coach Steve Walters expects his veteran players to be ready for tonight's matchup.
We've got seven seniors that all are going to play a very critical part.
Game time tonight at Round County Senior High School is set for 7 p.m. The Round County boys soccer team hits the road tonight for a matchup with Sayre. The Vikings have one win and a tie so far on the young season, while the Spartans sit at 1-2. Head coach Max Hammond is expecting tonight to be a tough matchup.
any school that's around Lexington is going to have some quality soccer players, and so I expect them to come out and be a very technical team as far as what we're used to. And they're a pretty small school as far as the number of kids they got, but having said that, they've still got a lot of kids that have a soccer background. So should be an interesting game for us, and I expect it to be a good game, a good challenge for us. You know, hopefully we can come out successful and do well.
Game time tonight is set for 6 p.m. Taking a look at other 16th region action tonight, East Carter hosts a soccer doubleheader with Greenup tonight. Action is set to begin at 6 p.m. The Lady Raiders have 2 wins and a draw already this season. The boys' team is 2-0. The Fleming girls' soccer team hosts Pendleton County at 6:30. The Panthers stand at 1-1-2 on the young season. The Morehead State soccer program will now call the MSU Recreation and Wellness Intramural Field home. The Eagles, who have shared Jane Stadium with the Morehead State football team since 2001, will begin playing at the facility on Thursday at 7 p.m. against Butler in their season opening match. Head coach Warren Lipka says his team is ready for regular season play.
The structure and discipline of our defensive shape, and that's all we've been working on. You know, if we give up 3 goals tomorrow, we're like, okay, where are we at? But I feel pretty confident that we understand what our roles are. I don't know how many goals that we're going to end up doing, but I think defensively we're much more organized at this point than we were last year.
Fans are encouraged to bring blankets or lawn chairs to sit up around the facility. Bleacher seating will be available on the Lee Cemetery roadside of the field, while concession stand will be open on Freddy Drive. Ticketing locations will be set up on both ends of Freddy Drive. Tickets will remain $6 for adults and $3 for youth. Students will be granted free admission with a valid MSU ID. Adam Gage has joined the Morehead State men's basketball coaching staff as a graduate assistant. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has a story.
Gage comes to Morehead State by the way of the College of Central Florida, where he served as a volunteer assistant with the men's basketball team under head coach Tim Ryan. Gage, a native of Beverly Hills, Florida, graduated from Florida Gulf Coast with a bachelor's degree in exercise science in 2018. In his 4 years there, he was a student manager and was a part of 2 Atlantic Sun Conference regular season title teams and 2 tournament championship teams. Prior to FGCU, Gage attended Seven Rivers Christian School, where he was a 3-sport athlete in golf, basketball, and baseball. Along with working with the men's basketball team, he will be pursuing his master's degree in sports management here at Morehead State University. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
Kentucky freshman quarterback Nick Scalzo will undergo surgery after re-injuring his right knee during the Wildcats' second scrimmage. Scalzo, a 6-foot, 180-pounder from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, had the surgery last fall as a high school senior for a torn ACL in the knee. Kentucky coach Mark Stoops said Tuesday that Scalzo was hurt while trying to plant and made a cut during Saturday's scrimmage. He will have surgery next week. The coach added that he was disappointed for Scalzo because he had worked extremely hard to recover from the surgery. Scalzo is one of 3 players featured in the current season of the Netflix documentary series QB1 Beyond the Lights that followed their senior seasons. The Cincinnati Reds ended up winning their series against the Padres today. The Reds got the win 4-2 today after picking up yesterday's game 3-2. That game also saw the snap of pitcher Sonny Gray's career-high 23-game scoreless inning streak. Gray told Fox Sports Ohio after the game he knew all about it, but he was trying not to jinx it.
I was very aware, but just kind of wanted to keep it, not talk about it or see what happened until I gave up that homer there. Then I talked about it a little bit, but I was aware for sure. I was just trying to keep going for as long as I possibly could and try to start over now.
The Reds have tomorrow off, and then they'll hit the road to start a 3-game series against the Pirates on Friday. And that does it for sports. I'm Ty Martin.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Soccer host Butler tomorrow night at 7 p.m., volleyball host Bellarmine at 2 p.m. on Saturday, and football's first home game is Thursday, August 29th, at 6 p.m., hosting Union College. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose as strong quarterly results from retailers such as Target and Lowe's lifted investor sentiment. And at the close, the Dow Industrials showed a gain of 240.29 at 26,202.23. The S&P 500 was up 23.92 at 2924.43, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 71.65 at 8020.21. The better-than-expected results from those retailers come at a time when traders are worried about a possible U.S. economic slowdown, and of course those fears have led investors away from riskier assets like equities in favor of traditionally safer assets like gold and treasury bonds. Target shares surged more than 20% to a record after the retailer posted second quarter results that topped analyst expectations. The company's same store sales, a key metric for retailers, expanded by 3.4%. Lowe's jumped 10.4% on its second quarter earnings report. CEO Marvin Ellison said the company capitalized on strong holiday event execution and growth in paint and our pro business to deliver strong second quarter results. And of course, investors today digested minutes from the Federal Reserve's meeting in July, and the minutes show the Fed has no preset course for cutting rates. The Fed cut rates by 25 basis points at their July meeting while signaling that it was only a mid-cycle adjustment and the central bank was not returning to the stimulus era. And the U.S.-China trade war remained on investors' radars after President Trump made new comments about the trading relationship with the European Union, saying dealing with the European Union is very difficult in a conference call today at the White House. In the commodities markets, oil was down 0.5% at $55.84 a barrel. Gold was down 0.2% at $1,512.30 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a good day with the Stock 600 index up 1.2%. In Asia, markets were mixed with the Nikkei down 0.3% and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 0.8%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Lowe's up $10.14 at $108.01, UPS up 88 cents at $115.92, U.S. Bancorp up 23 cents at $51.86, PPL up 21 cents at $29.75, and Marathon Petroleum was up 52 cents to finish at $47.24. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the City of Moorhead, a trail town community in eastern Kentucky located near I-64 within the Daniel Boone National Forest. Home to Moorhead State University, Moorhead Conference Center, and St. Clair Healthcare, the City of Moorhead supports community livability, economic prosperity, educational enrichment, cultural outreach, and recreational engagement. The City of Moorhead can be reached at 606-784-8505, Facebook, and online at moorhead-ky.gov.
Taking a look at some events coming up in the region, the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling will host Woodsong's Coffee House concert at 7 p.m. on Thursday, August 22nd. Featuring country singer and songwriter Nick Jamerson, tickets are $8 for adults and $5 for students. The public is invited to the second annual Model Train and Railroad Show August 24th and 25th at the Moorhead Conference Center on First Street in Moorhead. Model train exhibits, layouts, trains, accessories, railroad artifacts, door prizes, and entertainment. The Rowan County Fiscal Court and the City of Moorhead announced that the Laughlin Health Building is now open to the public. The facility offers recreational opportunities for all ages, including indoor walking, meeting rooms, basketball and racquetball courts. Open weekdays 8 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., Saturdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Rowan County Christmas will host a charity golf scramble on Saturday, August 24th at Eagle Trace Golf Course. Registration begins at 8 a.m. and play begins at 9 a.m. The cost is $75 and includes complimentary food, beverages, and prizes. Call 356-1661 or online at rowancountychristmas.org. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Joe Lewis, Tanner Boyd, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Keneally Roberts, Michael Green, Nacogdoches Miller, Chanice Davis, and Cody Robinson. WUKY's Josh James, Hilliard Lyons Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Ty Martin. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY, Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.